Gemara Nazir Yud Zayin Masechet for the Refuah Shelema Moshe Ben Dina Erna Refana Lo Beragdei Hasidav Yishmot Reizdav Nu Nishmat Ovadia Ben Rina Ruach Hashem Tinihenu Began Eden Amen. Start the today's daf right in the beginning of Yud Zayin on the top, and we'll start from the Etiveh. So we have a machloket between Rabbi Yohanan and Rish Lakish. The machloket, we bottom lined it at this point where they're in the cemetery and the guy makes an izirut in the cemetery, Bet Tum'ah. And everybody concluded that there is, or the machloket was that, how does an izirut work over here? So the Rabbi Yohanan said that the Nizirut actually is Hal. It's just that it can't land yet. Nafkamina, that he's an Azina. He can't cut his hair, he can't drink wine, although he's Tameh, but the Nizirut is there. He just has to wait until he becomes Tameh to continue it, or for it to Hal, I should say. And the Shaki said, no, that the Nizirut is not in the Bet HaKevarot. And the Nizirut is not even Hal. He would have to re-accept it after the days of Tahara. Stomach question. I didn't see this. I'm asking you now. Is he forced to reaccept, or he could just back out and change his mind if he wants? Because since it wasn't Hal, what do you say? No, he made an edit already, and he's got to fulfill his word. Okay, that's a separate issue. Anyway, the Gemara says Etiveh. Rabbi Hanan's challenging the Shlakish over here. En ben tameh shenazar lenazir tahor shenitma. The only difference between the nazir that made a nazirut when he was tameh to a nazir that became tameh is what? Ela, the difference is tameh shenazar, a tameh guy that made nazirut when he was betumah shibi'i shelo ole lo min aminyan. The seventh day of his tahara process can actually count as day one of his nazirut. The nazir tahor shenitma, but a nazir tahor that became tameh, En shibi'i shelo ole lo min aminyan. That is a gezerat ketuv that says that when you have a nazir that was tahor, that became tameh, he has to wait obviously 7 days, and you don't count the nazirut until day eight. So that's the nafkamina between the two types of nazirim. Od pam, a nazir that made a nazirut betum'ah counts day seven as day one. A nazir tahor shenitma cannot count day seven as day one. Gezerat ketuv only counts day eight as day one. So the Gemara asks, V'isal kadatach lo hayla. But if you're coming to say that a nazir that was tameh when he accepted his nazir, if it was not hal, amai ole lo min aminyan. He didn't accept anything, which is right. Why should it, you're saying it's ole lo minyan? Is a minyan? He has to accept it according to the Shlakish. Therefore, here it sounds like, well, look, he's a Nazir already, and the question is, which day are we counting? What do you mean? According to the Shlakish, he's not a Nazir. And the Gemara answers, now, so this is a strange, I mean, Lashon. Normally, you would say Ella, but because the Gemara is not going to reject the original assumption that we had in the Mahloket, and the Gemara is going to explain it in a new way. So this is like a from the style that we're used to, Amar Mor, sounds like we're done with that. So again, now we're going to Nusa, but actually, we're redefining the Machloket, the Shlakish, and Rabbi Yohanan. Again, I would have expected to see an Ella over here, but okay, I did. Amar Mor, Bar Rav Ashe, Mechal Kule Amalo Peligi Dehaila. Now it's a new Machloket. Everybody says it's Hal, and everybody holds that you don't have to reaccept it again after the Tara. And that explains why day seven can count, because the nizirut is there already. You don't have to read. So what's the machloket? Elaki peligi lemilke. The issue is over here. Does he get malkut for the tum'ah that he's experiencing? Because he is in the cemetery, let's say. So if we say it's hayla, and he's a nazir right now, so he's tameh. So the question is what? Rabbi Hanan Savar Kevan de Haila. Well, since we're saying that the Nizirut is indeed a ha, which means at this point, even though he's tameh, cannot drink wine, cannot take a haircut, tal. The rest of the Nizirut will hal when he becomes tahor, lenyan, other things. But since he's a Nazir right now, why shouldn't he get malkut? Lucky. Meaning he'll get malkut even on the tum'ah.
But he didn't walk into the bed.
Oh, but he's in there. Yeah, he's in there. But he's in there. Run out. which is if they warn him. No, they got to warn him. Malkut obviously has to come with a warning, correct? Yeah. So somebody has to warn him, hey, you're a Nazir, get out. If he doesn't get out at that point, they'll get Malkut.
It's passive, no? He's not saying he didn't do anything.
He's staying.
They warn him.
He's staying. Every second you stay in the bed to kibarot, you don't have to be active to
get Malkut.
Oh, you say for the last Shemo Maaseh? Can it air? You take the action of walking into the cemetery. Yeah, that's the action of becoming to him because you didn't undo it. You didn't undo it when they gave you the hatra'ah. They said, get out. So then you stayed. I'm saying now, hadush. I understand that. But it could be that's the action that's mityachas to the ma'aseh. No, is a mitzvah. No, that's verbal. That's verbal. Verbal is ma'aseh. But the point is the fact that he went into the Beit HaKavarot and he's not going out.
So it seems like rather they're saying, no, he was warned to leave the cemetery before he vowed.
So the question stands.
No, he's saying before he bowed.
Yeah, how is not a ma'aseh.
So there, and then he walked in.
Well, no, he's there. So he's if you make Nizirut now.
How can we just say, where's the ma'aseh?
He vowed Nizirut.
That's not a ma'aseh.
That's not a ma'aseh. Never we say the words are a ma'aseh, unless you say lo taneh. That's an exception. You know, right. So refuses means he's staying. He's passive. So why do you? They was asking a good question. Why do you get malkut if you're passive? So again, I'm saying that we mityaches the original walking in when he doesn't go out because he didn't go. Okay, that's a fair question. The shlakish savar lo lakim, not because it's a lav shem ma'aseh. The Shakish says you don't get Malkut v'hayla, but it's Chal, which means it's a Hadush of it. Nizirut is Chal, but in Nizirut, except Betum'ah, it does not have, just like this Nizirut that accepted is Patu from Korbanot. It doesn't bring a Korban Betum'ah. Normally a Nazir that's Tameh doesn't have to bring Korbanot. He does. This guy doesn't. So you see, he's not a Nazir for every Nazir Tameh for every single item. So just because he doesn't bring Korbanot, he's not going to get Malkut for Tumah, right? That's the Yohanan. That is the Yohanan. So therefore, the Yohanan holds, right? No Korbanot. He just holds. But bottom line, if they warned you, you're in Nazir fully. So that's the machloket that we have over here. Now I'm repeating again. Everybody holds Nazir she Nazar betumah hayla Nazirud, and everybody holds also he does not bring Korbanot of Tumah when he starts before he starts the new Nazirud. He just counts 7 days, and actually day seven is day one. The only machloket over here is if he was warned, like was mentioned, get out of the cemetery, you're a Nazir, and he decides to stay, the Shakish will say, yeah, Malkut, and the Yohanan will say, no, Malkut. The Gemara has a couple of questions. In fact, the Yohanan over here is the one that's... the Yohanan, yes, Malkut. I said, the Shakish, no, Malkut. Etibe, the Yohanan, the Shakish. So now over here, Rabbi Yohanan, yes, Malkut. Okay. Etibe, Rabbi Yohanan, Ishtakish. Misha Nazar, Behu, Bebet HaKevarot. Our case. I made a Nazirut when he was in the Bet HaKevarot. Afilu Haya Sham Shloshim Yom Al Mishnah. Even if he was there for all 30 days, he didn't get out. In Olin Min HaMinyan. Those 30 days don't count for his Minyan. The Eno Mevi Korban Tumah. He doesn't bring Korban Tumah, so make the Diyuk. Korban Tumah, Hu Delo Mai. He doesn't bring a korban tumah. However, what? But he gets makut for the tumah. So the Gemara says, no. Mishtakish. Bedinu delitni be'eno loke. Really, the Mishnah could have said, eno olelo min aminyan be'eno loke. Could have said that. So why did it say, eno mevi korban, ela mishub deka ba'ele mitni sefa? Since in the sefa of that Mishnah, what does it say? Yatza. That if he left, if he made a nizirut, and then left. He left the mikveh, and then he became tahor, then went back in. The nechdas olelo namim mevi korban tumah. So in that case, you have to be a korban tumah because you were nazir tahor that became tameh. So since in the sefer we said mevi korban tumah, the resha also we said mevi korban tumah. But in the we could have said eno loke. So tana resha eno mevi korban tumah. Tajema. Again, another proof for the Yohanan. En ben tameh shenazar. לנזיר טהור שנטמע, אלא שהטמא שנזר שביעי שלו עולה לו למניין. ונזיר טהור שנטמע, אין שביעי שלו עולה לו למניין. That's the only difference. למלכות זה וזה שווים. No difference between a nazir that made a nazirut betum'ah or a nazir shenitma. The only difference is the nazir that made his nazirut betum'ah, you can count day seven as day one. The nazir tahor that became tameh, you can't count day seven as day one. You have to start from kadeh eight. That's the only difference. Mashmawa, lenyan malkut, they're both the same. That just like the nazir tahor shenitma gets malkut, the nazir tameh, who is remains tameh, will get the malkut. Amar le lo. Well, that's not the diuk. The diuk is tiglachat. Le tiglachat ze baze shavin. Make a diuk. The only difference is seven or eight. But le inyan tiglachat, they're both the same, which means what? That they're going to be hayab, that they're not allowed to take tiglachat. And if they take tiglachat, they'll get makut. They'll get makut for the tiglachat, but they will not get makut for the tum'ah. So the Gemara says what? Aval le'inyan malkut mai loke, v'ze eno loke. Which means, why didn't the Mishnah give this other difference that according to Rabbi Yohanan? If indeed there's a difference between malkut and not malkut, why did it say, the only difference is this? Say, and there's another difference. Not only is whether you count day seven or day eight, the difference is, this guy gets malkut, this guy doesn't. But why didn't the Mishnah, why didn't the Braita give that distinction according to Yisra and Ben? Sounds like it was the only one. The Gemara answers, "Betakante kamayi bekidkula lo kamayi." We're talking about here how to fix a remedy the case and not to make the case worse. So they were talking about the process of how he starts his nizirut again. He'll start on day seven. He'll start on day eight. But we're not talking about if he messed up. We're not talking about the messing up in the chenam. There's other cases also. Between the kidkul of this guy would be that if he becomes tameh nechadameh, this guy will get malkud, and this guy will not get malkud. That's a kilkul of the nezirut. We're not discussing this, but which is, had we been discussing the kilkul in nechadameh, we would have made that distinction as well, that there's no malkud in the case of a tameh shenazar. But we're not discussing the kilkulim that can take place in the nezirut. We're discussing the fix of a nezirut. That's the answer of that. Tashema. We have question now. This is going to be a knockout punch for the Shtakish. Tashema, mi shaya tameh beferush benazar asur lishtot yayin. Sorry, asur legalaya ve lishtot yayin ve im gilaya ve shata yayin ve nitma lametim hare ze sofeg et arba'im. What do you want? Beferush. It's a beferush bright against the Shtakish, and the Gemara then says, as a result, tiyuv ta. Okay. Now we get to the next question. So we have a law. Kohen is in the Beit HaMikdash, and the Kohen becomes tameh be'ones when he's in the Beit HaMikdash already. What is his obligation? Run for your life. You got to get out. And he will not get malkut. The question is, how long does he have until he will get malkut? Which is because they tell him, get out, got to run out. So the deen is, as long as he stays in the Beit HaMikdash, shi'ud ishtahabaya, that's the amount of time that it takes to prostrate himself in the Beit HaMikdash, that'll be hayab. Anything short of that, he runs out and he doesn't get the malkut. So the Gemara's discussion over here is, what about the Nazir b'Beit HaKevarot? And the same thing, they warned him, get out. So the question is over here, how long does he have before he makes the,
he's bowing. He's bowing. Doesn't
obviously there. Correct. We're not talking about bowing in the cemetery. So the question is, maybe it's miyad. Maybe it's the time. Ba'era ma'andazir v'ubet ha'kevarot ma'u, which means when you said malkut, which means now we're saying malkut to everybody because we knocked out Ish Lakish. So therefore, now that we said that nazir v'ubet ha'kevarot, and they warned them, get out. So and you say he gets malkut ba'esh shehiyad malkut. Or no, is it like the case in the Beit HaMikdash that you need a certain amount of time that he has to be Shoheh Shama? Or do we say, no, maybe it is Miyad? What's the question? Hechidame, ilima de amrile lo tinzor. Which means, if we're talking about a case over here where they warned him before he made the neder, because he was in the Beit HaKevarot. They told him, hey, don't open your mouth. you're going to make the zirut over here, you're going to get in trouble. Namadi shehiya. Why does he need shehiya bichlal? Which was, it should be immediately. Why? Hade nazir ma'itamalu ba'ashehiya. A regular nazir. A regular nazir that walks into a cemetery. He's tamer immediately. He doesn't need shehiya. Why? They come matrib. Because they warn him before he goes to the cemetery, don't go in. And therefore, the second he goes in, he's going to be tamer, who's over. Which means the actual entrance to the cemetery is the Yisur. Well, here's the same thing. Here, the same thing is they give him a warning before he became a Nazir, and they told him, don't make yourself a Nazir, you're in the cemetery. So why shouldn't it be any different than a regular case of Nazir Tahor? The second he goes in, nobody had any Safek Bichlal on a regular Nazir Tahor, goes to a cemetery, there's a Shi'ud. So therefore, if that's the case, where they got him before he made the Nazirut, there shouldn't be any question that Chibi A Badai, meaning Miyad. So what's the question then? Ela Kigon Shinichnas. He entered the Bet HaKivarot, meaning when it was permissible, when it was okay, and he had no problem to walk in. And then Bishidat Ba Migdal, and he walked in a box that would protect him from Tum'ah. So far at this point, the guy is not even tamer. And then what happens? and now uba chavero ufara ma'alav ma'aziva. So the guy was honest over here. He accepted the zirut, but he had no problem to go to the cemetery. He went to visit the Rebbe. So he went in a box, and the box was covered from all sides over there. And then some wise guy came, and he pulled the roof or pulled the bottom off. And now once he pulled the bottom off, the floor and added tum'ah comes in. But the guy's honest over there. He didn't make anything avon over here. So it's exactly the case of the Beit HaMikdash, where the guy went into the Beit HaMikdash legitimately, and then he became an honest. So now there's more of a sad to say that maybe it's like the shiur of the Beit HaMikdash because the guy became tamer, be honest. Ki gamrinan shehiya beBeit HaMikdash. Maybe we only learned the law of shehiya to gizrat kaduv in the Beit HaMikdash. Amal abrai, meaning outside, barra, outside the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe not. No. Or Dilma Lachena, or maybe no, maybe that is the when there's an honest that took place, maybe the deen is there is a shiur sheya mimala shakli gabara says deen. Okay, that's the case, honest. Ba'erab Asher, Nazar bu bebet kebarot. Okay, so the guy made a nizirut when he was in the bet kebarot. Okay, now the question is when he becomes tahor from his tum'ah, which means day seven. When he becomes tahor from his tum'ah, because he can't really start until 7 days, ta'un giluach olo. Does he need to make a giluach on that day? A regular nazir shenitma benitar, he has to be korbanot. This guy doesn't be korbanot. Okay. So the she'ela is, but does he need a giluach?
Giluach is also for tum'ah,
right? Yes, that's one of the rules. That when a guy becomes tamer, on day seven, he makes giluach. On day eight, he brings a korban. So maybe this guy, okay, even though we said Korban, he's not bringing. And we said, but Malkut Fatuma, he's going to get. And the question is, what about the Din of Gilua when he starts up his Nazirut again? So the Gemara says, what's the She'ela? Ki ba'et Tiglachat. When do we say that Tiglachat is necessary? Tahor Shinitma. Why? They come mitameh the Nazirute. Because he was mitameh the Nazirut. That was how. Aval tameh she'nazar. But a tameh she'nazar. Law. Now, why not? Why law? Shelo matzinu din giluah beforash bekatum ela biyachz nazir tahor. Right, giluah in the text of the Torah is said specifically by a nazir tahor shenitma, and we don't see it by nazir tameh shenazar. So maybe they follow the pasuk or dilma lashena. Oh no, the Torah spoke about that case, but the point is anybody that's a nazir. And that happens to be a nazir. The guy's a nazir also. Your brother says, Tashema, mi shenazar behu bebet kevarot. A lot of these proofs repeat themselves over and over again. Like three proofs that are just going to circle around to prove every point. Tashema, mi shenazar behu bebet kevarot. Afidu ayasham 30 yom, Amishnah. If he was there for 30 days, eno olelo leminyan, ve eno mevi korban tum'ah. Oh, so the one makes it the yuka. Eno mevi korban tum'ah, hu delo maiti. The only thing he doesn't do is he doesn't bring korban tumah. That's the only difference. But master, everything else is the same. Meaning he brings a heker. It's like a heker. So the Gemara then says, no, matam kama. The Gemara is giving a reason. Matam in Ravi Korban Tuma, we should do by a Ginoa, because they're telling each other. Because the Torah connects them. Seventh day, you take a haircut. Eighth day, you bring Korbanot. So that you see that they're linked together. You have to take the haircut before you bring the Korban. So therefore, the Torah put them together. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, what's the reason why you don't bring a Korban on the eighth day? It's because of no haircut. And then when those two things travel together. And that's basically saying that when the Mishnah said you don't bring a Korban, inherent in that statement means you don't take a haircut either. And that's the way the Mefashim Chobat Tegilua Abshin Mitkamim Bayamim Halukim Teglal B'Yom HaShemini and Korbanot B'Yom HaShemini Hen Ketumim B'Pasuk B'Samuch V'Time Rosh Nizro V'Gilach Rosho B'Yom HaShemini U'B'Yom HaShemini Yem Shnei Torim. So you see, the events of Yom HaShemini are connected to Yom HaShemini. And the Mishnah is basically saying, if you don't have the events of Yom HaShemini, then you're not going to have the events of Yom HaShemini. So we have no Raya from our Mishnah, Legabe Gilua. Again, this is all we saw. En Ben Tameh Shenazar, Le Nazir Tao Shenitma, Ela Tameh Shenazar, Shibi'i Shelo Ole Lo Men Aminyam. Nazir Tao Shenitma, En Shibi'i Shelo Ole Lo Aminyam. Which means the only that come between a Nazir Tamesh and Nazar and Nazir Tahor Shenitma is what? When do you start to count? Do you count from day 7 or do you count from day 8? So the Gemara makes a diuk over here. My love. The only difference is when do you start to count? But it sounds like everything else is going to be the same. Then Yan Tiglahat. That even the Nazir Tameh Shenazar, when he becomes Tahor, he's going to have to take the haircut. The only difference is what day do you start counting from, day 7 or day 8. But it sounds like everything else is going to be the same. And the Gemara says, no, lo, ha le malkut ze baze shavin. Which means the Nafkamina is going to be the gabe malkut. And like we learned, Vetuma, as we learned earlier, that at the end of the day, as we said, that both get malkut. And that's the view. Which means they're different the gabe the day they start, but in yad if they got a hatra'a for tumah, they will get malkut. So the gemara says, "Oh wait, aval with tiglachat mai, zem megaleh v'zeinu megaleh." But there's a difference between giluach. So if there's a difference between giluach, meaning that nazir tahor shenitma needs giluach, and the nazir tameh shenazah doesn't need giluach, so then why didn't the Braita say this difference?
Also,
so the Gemara is going to come. The Mishnah should come along and say, or the Braita, and Ben, you know what the difference is? This starts on day 7. This starts on day 8. And another one, this needs a gilua, and this doesn't need a gilua. So the Gemara says, Tana. Basically, Gemara is going to say, we said it. Tana shibi'i shelo v'chol mili, which is when the Mishnah said shibi'i shelo and the Hevdel, that means no giluah. Why? Because if you say shibi'i shelo, this starts on 7, this starts on 8, that means this guy does not need a giluah, because normally when is giluah? It's 7 followed by korban on day 8. This guy doesn't need korban, he's on day 8. He starts right away on day 7. So that shows you what? No giluah. So it's inherent in that statement that shibi'i shelo. What is shibi'i shelo? Where's the korbanot? There's no korbanot. Also, there's no day 8. Meaning there's no day 8 of process of tumah. Oh, good. So there's no process of day 8. So then there's no process of day 7. So at this point, we're saying in Echanami, you don't need to tigla. Okay. Tashema. This is a tricky one, this proof over here. But that's a shema, get it. We're talking about a Metzorah. Metzorah Mukhlat, Metzorah Muskar. So that's a Metzorah that they pending. He's Muskar. They come in and tell us, "You got to wait to see where this is going to go." So he's Tameh. He's Tameh for 7 days. And then the Kohen comes back. If the Kohen comes back and says, "You're okay," he just has to wait one day and then he's good. But if the Kohen comes back and says, "No, you got a problem," then he's got a famous word, quarantine. And then after the quarantine's over, the Kohen comes along and says it went away. And then already he has to 7 days. On the seventh day, he has to cut his hair, the mitzvah, and then he has to be korbanot on the eighth day. Same story.
That's mukhlat.
That's mukhlat. Okay, good. So now we have a case like this. Tashema, we have a braita. So what does the pasuk say by nazir? That when we learned this already, v'hayamim arishonim yiplu. That if a nazir becomes tamer, whatever he counted until that point falls behind. We had a machlok yesterday in the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer. How many minimum days do you need or not? That's a separate machloket. But you have to know that the days become deleted. So now the question is over here, when the guy becomes a nazir, furthermore, you don't count the days that he's tameh towards his nazirut. It's a double thing over here, which means now the guy became tameh. Forget about that he loses all the previous days. The days that he's tameh, let's say the 7 days, are not counted towards his nazirut. That's this whole thing is you start from square zero. So it says, "Enli ela yeme tumato." She'en olin lo min ha-minyan, that they do not ole le-minyan. You don't count them, which is after the tum'ah, you're not holding by day 8. You're holding by day 0. However, yemei haluto minayin. Oh, let's think I was a nazir, and he became tameh mitzora, and now he's a mukhlat, and mukhlat has many days, until he finishes. So the question is, how do we know that you don't count the days of Muhlat either towards his nizirut? So the Gemara says she'en olin min ha-minyan yemei haluto minayin. Vidinu. The Gemara says, well, we can learn a kesh, a binyan av. No, dinu over here is a binyan av. It's one of the 13 dinim. This happens to be binyan av. Granted, we don't usually see vidinu on a binyan av. Dinu usually arouses a kalbahomet. Here it's a binyan av. Good. Added to the strange things that we see in Masechet Nazir. Ma yemei tum'ato megaleach umevi korban. That just like in a regular case of a nazir that became tameh, what happens on the seventh day? He cuts his hair. And on the eighth day, what does he do? He brings a korban. Well, at yemei haluto, doesn't a nazir, I'm sorry, doesn't a mitzvah do the same thing? Megaleach umevi korban. On the seventh day, he cuts his hair. And on the eighth day, he brings korbanot. So therefore, it's the same process, basically. And therefore, since they have the same process, I will compare the processes and say, ma yemei tumato en olim lo min ha-minyan, af yemei haluto en olim lo min ha-minyan. Which means we found two comparable situations. So therefore, I say, they're compared, obviously. They have the same protocol, 7 and 8. And if I say what? Just like yemei tum'ah of tumat met doesn't count as the minyan, so to yemei haluto will not count to the minyan. The Gemara says, no. Imamar bimei tum'ato. You know why yemei tum'ato doesn't count in the minyan? Sheken mevatel b'hem et hakodni. Because it's strict. Not only can't you count those days, but it deletes the days before. It's not a pause button. It's a delete button. That's why we're strict, maybe. Then you can't. However, tomar bimei haluto she'eno mevatel et hakodni. Yemei tzara'at is just a pause button. If you count the 15 days to this point, the 15 days are in the bank. Now you put a pause button. So the Gemara says, why? Maybe Adnabah, maybe you can count the fact that you see it doesn't cancel out the previous days. Maybe we could say that you actually count the days towards the nazirut. Basically, your mamatzinu was not perfect because the dinim are not actually the same in respect to nazirut. The Gemara says, okay, take two. Now we're going to get to kavahomet, which was probably the original dinu, and they learned it as a mamatzinu, but it's really a kavahomet. Amar uma nazir bekevin. Nazir bekevin means he makes a nazirut when he's in the Bet HaKevarot. Shewat. The hair that he grew at the time of the tum'ah is ra'uy letaglachat, meaning what? This hair he eventually is going to cut for nazirut purposes. I guess when it becomes tahor, because we said the nazir that's Tameh, does not have to cut his hair. But we're going to say what? Legabeh, when he becomes Tahor, this hair that he grew betum'ah will end up becoming Nazir, cutting hair. So therefore, you cannot count it. And still you can't count it for Minyan. It means even though the hair that is growing during the time of Tum'ah will eventually be cut, and still we don't count those days, even though technically he's involved in some, you know, process. When the guy's in Mitzorah, which means at the end of his process, the Mu'ad cuts his hair, but not for the Zirut. He cuts his hair because of Mitzorah. So certainly those days should not count. If a guy that is growing his hair and the cutting of his hair is for the Zirut purposes, and we don't count those days when his hair is growing, so certainly when the Mu'lad cuts his hair at the end of his process, not for the Zirut purposes, so certainly we should not count his those days for the Zirut. Local chicken, she'en odin lo mena minyan. And the Gemara says, now, what, just to make the proof, my love, tiglachat tum'ah, which means, what are we talking about over here? When we said a guy made a neder in the Bet Kevarot, so we said his hair is ra'ui le tiglachat. Now, we have the sefek of Rav Asher. What was Rav Asher's question over here? Rav Asher's question in the sugya that we started was by Rav Asher. Does he need a haircut on the day after his tum'ah, just like a regular nazir tahor shenitma? Does this guy need a haircut? That was Rav Asher's question. So the Gemara says, "My love tiglachat tum'ah," which means on the day that he starts his nazirut after the tum'ah, he needs a taglachat, and that's what the Braita was saying. The Braita was saying that the hair that he's growing during the tum'ah days will be cut when?
On day seven.
And that's the proof that what? You need a taglachat, and still those days don't count. I'm just finishing the point. And still those days don't count towards the zinut. So certainly the cutting of the mukhlat, whose cutting is not for the zinut purposes, certainly those days should not count. But the point of this, we proved that point, that the nazir, tameh shen nazar, the hair that he grows betum'ah is cut betum'ah, meaning when he finishes the tum'ah, he starts the. And the Gemara says, no, la tiglachat tahara. No, means when he finishes the tahor one. Therefore, maybe in a kibbutz he doesn't need to cut his hair at that point. But it's just saying that eventually, when he's going to cut his hair after he becomes tahor, that's cutting for the zirut. So the Gemara says, the isal kadatak tiglachat tum'ah. Because if you're going to say it's tiglachat tum'ah, it's that tiglachat that we're talking about. Yemei chiluto mi lo ba'eh tiglachat. Which I understand, he says, yemei halut also needs a tiglachat. So therefore, what are you saying? That this is, that it, you don't have a kabahomet, because you're saying, in both cases, you cut your hair. Here you're cutting your hair in nazir tum'ah, and here you're cutting your hair for the sarat. So therefore, the fact that the Gemara is does not make that distinction. Eli, you see why we must be talking about the nazir of Tahora. The
Gemara says, no.
Tiglachat de nazirut ketani. We know they both cut their hair, but it's not a tiglachat of nazirut. Meaning the nazir, when he cuts his hair, he's going to cut his hair for nazir purposes. When the Mitzorah cuts his hair, he's not cutting his hair for Nazir purposes, he's cutting his hair for Mitzorah purposes. And therefore, the Mitzorah Mukhlat does not cut the Mitzorah. And therefore, we don't have the Mitzvah of the Zirut. And therefore, those days should not count. Therefore, there's a reason why we should count the days of there's a Kavahom, it's good. Therefore, if by Nizirut, that the cutting of there is for Nizirut purposes, and still you don't count those days of Tum'ah, because again, the Mitzvah that doesn't cut his hair for his new purposes, certainly should not count those. But for our purposes, the question of Rav Asher, we didn't answer the question. His question was, does the Nazir Tamesh Nazar, when he starts his process again, does he need to cut his hair again? And the Gemara leaves that in a question, which we stick with tomorrow. We'll start with a Tashema to try to bring the Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.